Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to come to the Word day by day, lesson by lesson, line by line, precept by precept, and verse by verse through the Bible, just learning what all God has for us. If you haven't sensed it by now, go back to some of the teachings and just get the idea that God in His Word, every verse is lined with some idea about reaching people to be in a personal relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus. So we want to go to the Lord today and pray and ask Him to bless our time together so that we'll gain everything that God wants us to have from His Word. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, it is with great joy and gratitude we come before You today, knowing that You gave us Your Word. You gave us life. You gave us the ability to understand Your Word. Lord, You gave us Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to Your Word. In other words, all credit, glory, and honor goes to You. And we say indeed, glory be to God, great things You have done. We bless You today. We invite You to be with us. And we thank You again for Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Affections on Things Above. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. Paul the Apostle began his letter to the Colossians by commending them for their faith in Jesus Christ. And he went on to warn them of the false teachings of the Gnostics and Judaizers who were among them. In chapter 3 of his letter, Paul turned the attention of the Colossians from the temporary things of the earth to seeking the things which are eternal and in heaven with Christ. And in verse 2 of chapter 3 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul gives instructions to the church members as to where they should set their affections. We read, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." The verse begins, "Set your affection on things above." Paul employed the word, "set your affection," which is the Greek word proneo. And it means to have understanding, be wise, feel, think, direct one's mind to a thing, to seek or to strive for on things above, which is the word ano and means up, upwards, above or on high. The Colossians were to be focused upon the things in heaven which are eternal and everlasting, and their understanding, direction, and striving was to be toward these eternal things. The verse goes on to say, not on things on the earth. Conversely to having their affection toward the things above, the Colossians were not to have their affection on things on the earth or temporary things of the ground. In other words, the Colossians were not to be passionate and directed toward the temporary material things of the earth. They were rather to have their focus and passion toward the heavenly things. Although this verse is very short in words, especially in the Greek, pronio ano me epige, it is packed with decision-making and direction. As we think about our own affection, where is it set? Do we focus our time, energy, money, and efforts upon things that are on the earth and temporary? Or do we seek and strive for the things above? A good measure for ourselves will be to examine where we spend our time and upon what we spend it. Therein lies the answer to what we really love or have affection for in our lives. If we have our love and affection upon the wrong things, we have it unmade. The easy question to answer is, what do we love? And when we discover that answer, we will know where our affection is set as well. Next time, we will see why Paul says to set our affection on things above. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.